And the Lord is saying he will have a people who will stand with him and who will stand for him, a people who will walk in sanctification. God says, be ye holy as I am holy. And the world is looking for a holy people, because it will take a holy people to affect a holy nation. And I'm telling you, like I've never told you before, in this day, in this hour, God is saying, I will have a people who walk in holiness, and this nation shall be affected by the authority of God through the holiness of my church.
Yes.
I would be remiss if I told you anything other than that. Be ye holy, even as he is holy.
Yes,
and he has given us the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of God dwells within us, enables us to walk in righteousness. For we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that word righteousness is a very simple word. Right choiceness. Right. Make the right choice every time. Make the right choice. It's simple. Just make the right choice. Choose holiness. Choose integrity. Choose to walk in the character of the Lord. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But the Lord is saying, because of his righteousness in his people, his authority is going to be seen in the United States of America. He is leading us into the path where we will walk in our victory. I said to you last week that you are doomed for victory. How do I know that? I know that by the word of the Lord. So if you will turn with me to Jeremiah 29 and 11. The word of the Lord says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And Jeremiah 1 and 5, if you will turn there with me. Actually, Jeremiah 1 and 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me. You see, the Lord was talking to Jeremiah. What is the Lord saying to you? You've got to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Because he's speaking, God speaks. We have a God that is speaking, and he is speaking today, and he is speaking individually and corporately. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. He said to Jeremiah, I knew you before I sent you to the earth. I formed you. I knew you. I designed you. I gave you a purpose and a plan. I gave you an assignment.
Yeah.
And I've given you everything necessary to fulfill that assignment in the earth. God says he knew you. I'm here today to say that you are doomed for victory. I am here today to encourage you to believe like you've never believed before, that not only is God with you, but God is ready to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything that you could comprehend or think. Anything that you could ask, God is ready to do greater things, because we have known through our understanding and through our carnality, and we have known through the Spirit. But the Lord says, I want you to know, I told you last week, God has a made up mind about you, and he has a made up mind about this church that he is raising up in the church. He's raising up in the earth. I don't think it's funny that the world says get her done, because I'm here today to tell you God's going to get her done. He is going to get his plans and his purposes done. And he is going to get it done through a people who know that they know that they know that God formed them for a purpose and assignment. He created you for a reason. He created your existence in Southwest Colorado in the Four Corners region for a purpose. God said to Jeremiah, you are a prophet, but I am here today to tell you that the Lord has a specific purpose for you. For you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Think about that. He created you with an assignment. He created you for a reason. And the